Well, sometimes we have really bad thoughts when we approach the Blessed Sacrament. Just before that, we were okay. But suddenly, as we are looking at Jesus, we get pornographic image in our mind. I don't want to shock you, but this is normal. Most of the saints had that. It's not a catastrophe. And many people do share with me, "Sister, I don't go to Holy Communion anymore, because you know, the minute I get in the line to receive Jesus, the same minute I get an incredible movie of terrible impure things and thoughts and feelings in my mind. So I have to go back to my seat. I cannot get Jesus in this state." Then I say, "No, go get him all the more." The point is, do you want these bad thoughts? No, of course. Do you indulge in them? Of course not. Then don't pay attention to what Satan is showing you at that moment. Don't listen to him. He just wants to prevent you precisely from approaching Jesus, from having Jesus. That's what he wants. So don't let him stop you. Always remember, if ever you get this movie, that bad, dirty movie before your eyes, just don't pay attention. Just ignore it. And you may tell Jesus, "Do you know, Jesus, the other one is bothering me. He's showing me a terrible video of this and that. I don't want it." And make sure you tell Jesus that it is Satan's video and not yours. And in this way, you show your will to disconnect from Satan. And in this way, you show your will to disconnect from it. And you choose Jesus. Just tell it. And again, I repeat, what does Jesus see there? Your good intention. You don't want that video. Okay, this might be a test. And the best part of this, you know, thanks to that test, you grow in holiness. Jesus is turning the whole thing positive. How does Jesus make a saint? When everything is smooth like a sea, with no waves? No, that won't lead anywhere. Jesus carves a saint with temptations, with tests. And when he allows the evil one to tempt us, then the evil one becomes a tool in God's hands to get us more holy. So when you have that turmoil inside you, tell Jesus. You see, Jesus, this turmoil is from the other one. Ask Jesus to tell him to leave. That's very important. Never speak to Satan directly. Unless, of course, you are an exorcist appointed by the church. Then you are protected by obedience. But go to Jesus instead. Don't do like Eve. You know, Eve, God bless her, had a conversation with the serpent. And she got stuck. And we got stuck after her, by the way. That's bad. So she made that mistake. If she would have said to God, "Lord, this guy is telling me something different from what you told me. So take this guy away from me, please, God. I don't want it. I want you, God." Things would have been different. So tell Jesus, "Jesus, I'm being tested. I'm infested with those terrible thoughts. It could be hatred. It could be jealousy, etc. I had my service experience. One day, you know, I was sitting in the church in Medjugorje. I was calm. Everything was okay. And suddenly, hatred kind of swollen in my heart. I remembered something very precisely, something that happened to me 10 years ago with somebody. And I grew so angry against that person. In 1 minute, out of the blue, it came to me like this. And during Mass, it would increase and increase. And I remember clearly all the little details of 10 years ago. I got madder and madder. At the end, I was red with anger and hatred. And I was already making plans to go to that person and to tell him what I thought he deserved to hear. But then, suddenly, thanks to God, a thought came to me. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I know where this comes from. The other one. He's trying to distract me from Mass. This hatred is not mine. It is his poison trying to get into me. And then you know what I said? I said, "Jesus, take care of this guy, get me rid of it, take care of him. Jesus, I don't want that hatred. I'm not going to speak to that guy that bothered me 10 years ago. I have forgiven him. I'm not going to take back my forgiveness. And all these thoughts are not my thoughts. They are from him. So please get me rid of him." And the same minute, the thing was collapsed, finished, disappeared. And you know, I could have gone out of the church and called the guy by phone and sued him and got into a big thing, you know. Actually, it was just an injection of Satan's hatred as a test. And at first, I had not realized it. It took me 10 minutes. Shame on me. the time to get all red, furious, and agitated. So you see, when you get before the Blessed Sacrament, you might get this type of experience, but don't worry, it's normal, it's good even. You will grow in holiness each time more. If each time you go to Jesus and seek his help, Jesus, help me, I want to be with you, I came for you, Jesus. And then step by step, you will all become great saints. This is how Jesus treats us, and it's good.